The Creature in the Dark, written by Robert Westall, read by Richard Aspel. A month passed. Then, in spite of Mam making a fuss, Dad sent Sammy up to count the Chevios again. They were all there, but it was such a lovely evening that he dawdled on the way home. He sat on a bank to watch the rabbits playing and feeding in the nearly flat rays of the sunset. They were all gold down one side. It was so peaceful. Then suddenly he felt he was being looked at. He glanced to his right, and the creature was standing only yards away, looking at him with those eyes like green ice. Sammy knew he hadn't a chance. If he tried to run, it would have him in a flash. He knew it could run much faster than he could. So he just went on sitting there and looking at it. His body felt oddly peaceful, unable to move. His eyes seemed extra sharp, so he could see every hair of the creature, the way the hairs made patterns round its nose and eyes, the way the sun shone pinkly through the thin hair of the ears, which were rounded, not pointed like the cat's at home. The creature padded up to him. Oddly, its claws weren't out. It came so close he could see the long black whiskers on each side of its blunt nose. Its breath on his face, as it sniffed him, was cool and sweet. He could see nothing now but the great green eyes. He imagined the huge teeth under those velvet lips. Its cold, cold nose touched his nose. It made a noise deep in its throat. Not a growl or a snarl, more like a rough purr. And then, with one swift movement, it had rolled over and lay sprawled against him, tummy uppermost, staring at him with upside-down eyes, almost like a cat at home, wanting its tummy tickled. It reached out one long paw and tapped his face, gently, questioningly.